Welcome to this special little trailer for season 6 of the Cinematologist podcast. Yes, we are back and we're very excited. And of course, down the line is my partner in crime, Dr. Neil Fox. Neil, how good is it to be back?
It's really good to be back. I'm really excited, pumped, psyched, ready to go.
and we've had an interesting summer. Just come through it. Well, you have probably had a more interesting summer than me. You know, you're a married man now, full family in tow.
Yes, the final piece of the jigsaw is in terms of family life. It has been accomplished in this last this last couple of weeks. And yeah, it was a really lovely day. It was a nice end to the summer. Been a busy summer, but a good one. And it was nice to kind of to see you and to celebrate. My marriage, which was a really lovely day. So yeah, good times.
Yeah, I think it was just the sort of perfect end to the summer. And then, you know, obviously we're back at work, but also we're back doing our podcast, which we absolutely love doing. And to that end, we decided to do this little trail, and we have our first episode coming out on Friday, so that it, you know, a couple of days before this. But we wanted to make our audience aware of a couple of, you know, a few changes that are afoot with the Cinematologist podcast. And these changes are things we've been thinking about quite seriously for a little while. And it relates, I suppose, to conversations that we're having about what the podcast is, where it's going to go, how big should it become, how should we address our audience going forward, do we want to expand to become more mainstream? I think the answer is no to that. But we also want to kind of keep moving and keep developing the podcast in interesting ways, and also do the best with it that we can and make it kind of work for us, and as a byproduct of that, make it better for the audience. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, Neil, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I think that's pretty accurate. We're sort of 2.5 years in now, and yeah, it kind of felt like the right time to kind of assess where we've come from and where we want to go. And I think that those who listen regularly won't see too much difference, I don't think, but hopefully a kind of crystallization of what we do. Just we did want to kind of get a structure in place for us that allowed us to take advantage of those opportunities that have come up, particularly over the last year or so, to work with our external partners and venues and kind of collectives without making our day-to-day life too stressful or kind of too overbearing, because it's such an enjoyable part of what we do. And that's something we wanted to retain, but also be able to say yes to people like Club de Femme or Curzon Allgate when they say, can you come and do stuff? So we think we've got the right infrastructure in place now going forward, but only time will tell. And you know us, we're nice and self-reflective. So I'm sure in 6 months' time, we'll be telling you what we got wrong and how much it nearly killed us.
Yeah, so I mean, again, that's the key element. I think that, you know, we did take a lot on last season, and without falling into first world problems territory, it sort of dawned on us that we did take on too much, and the work was getting, it was starting to become work, and that's not what we want from the podcast. So we've had a little bit of a rearrangement of kind of editing duties and who's doing what, but we are going to trial using a Patreon page. And alongside that, adding bonus material for those people who do subscribe or donate to us on Patreon. Now, this is a discussion I think that me and Neil have had very much in depth about. I mean, we just never wanted to charge people for the podcast. We just, you know, the idea of sort of paying in that sense, you know, was never on the agenda. And, you know, so the main show will always remain free. But there are expenses involved in doing the podcast, and we want to go to these places, and it's not always possible to do the things we want to do, essentially for economic reasons. And you look around right now, and people are there's a big discussion in how to monetize, for want of a better phrase, the internet, and how to monetize your content. And we don't want, you know, again, the aim for the Cinematologist is not to be a kind of money-making scheme at all. But, you know, we do want to expand the podcast in various ways. We would like to employ students to help us and actually, you know, pay them for their contributions. We're not big fans of this kind of free labor. So, and also I think that we wanted to put out material that didn't make it into the main show. Often, as regular listeners will have seen, we have interviews that we cut down to about 20 minutes, but the interviews can last for about an hour. So there is extra material that we do have, and we wanted, you know, a place to put that. But also, we thought it would be a good way of making that, or using that to say thanks to our listeners who might see their way to perhaps becoming members or donating a little bit for the work that we do in putting on the podcast. Again, this is something that we're trialing. We're not expecting anything from anybody, but it's just a way, I think, that we're thinking of expanding the podcast in the coming seasons.
Yeah, I think it's good to kind of, you know, make people aware that, you know, when we sort of say what we're hoping for or what we think might be the result, it's really just to cover the costs of what we do now, you know, not in terms of our time. I mean, our time is given to the podcast freely as a kind of labor of love, but also because we're afforded that opportunity by the privileges of the jobs that we have. But obviously, you know, the website has costs attached. You know, we are about to launch a very limited, very exclusive, exciting merchandise range in the next couple of months. And those things kind of do cost. And we hope that those people who kind of enjoy the podcast will be able to kind of support those aspects of it, which just, you know, just need cash, really. So, and then, like you say, hopefully be able to not necessarily employ students.
Just to support them in their time for their contribution, I suppose.
To recompense, to give them a kind of, you know, a contribution for their time and engagement in it, which obviously is something, like you say, rightly, which we believe in terms of the labour economy, and also, you know, in terms of what we believe creative work, you know, we believe that creative work should be paid, and also hopefully get them into that mindset while they're students, that, you know, that their labour has a value that is kind of partly monetary and needs to be monetary in terms of being able to do it as a going concern. So it's something that we believe in and hope that others do too. But obviously, like Dario said, we don't really know what the outcome will be. It's just one of the things that seems, you know, it seems like the right time to give it a go and see what the take up is. And also, yeah, like you say, we've got a lot of material there, and we know that there are people out there who we are very grateful to, but they kind of really listen to everything and really engage just wonder if they'll be interested in something more. And if not, then we'll still be here doing the podcast and doing the shows as you've come to know.
We haven't quite got it all worked out just yet. So the Patreon page hopefully will go up this week, which I'm developing, and then Neil is developing the new websites, but we need to get those two things like syncing together. The plan is that there is going to be two main shows per month as usual, but then in between there will be a bonus episode in the weeks that we don't do the main show. What we're going to initially do is put those bonus episodes out for free on the main show, perhaps for the first few months. But then at a certain point, which we will let our audience know, they will be available only to the Patreon members. We haven't quite discussed what the, you know, what the sort of rates are going to be, but I'm sure, you know, it's going to be very reasonable. And I think as well, if people decide that they want to buy a T-shirt or anything that we've got on this this new range of merch that Neil is producing, that they will be given the Patreon membership as well for as part of that. So
there's one T-shirt that I have in mind that I think is going to be the hot item for the autumn. So I'm pretty sure that's going to go like wildfire.
Absolutely. So yeah, we'll look forward to that coming up. Yeah, any feedback on any of this would be great. You can catch us at at the usual places. We are on Twitter at Cinematologists, on the Facebook page, and the email cinematologists@gmail.com. So Neil, just before we sign off for this little trail, we better trail some episodes. So
I suppose, yeah, rather than just being purely capitalist and saying give us your money,
yeah, I know,
we should let them know at least what they're getting for their money. So, who would have thought it would come to this 2.5 years in? Yes, so we have what we think is a really exciting lineup for the next couple of months. We are kicking off tomorrow with the first episode, which you can talk a bit about in a little while. Tonight, actually, after we're recording this, you're listening to this on Thursday, but Wednesday night I'm recording the first screening of the new season, which is Gianfranco Rossi's Fire at Sea, which is part of the ICA Crossings season that the School of Film and Television is collaborating on with the ICA. So I'm really excited to screen that at the lovely Newlyn Film House. And that screening is part of a double bill episode with John Akinfra's The Nine Muses. And it's going to be all about kind of migration and transnational cinema and those kind of things. So really excited to kind of get that out in the next couple of weeks.
Brilliant, yeah. And the episode just before that, the first episode of the season, is going to be a really interesting, I'm really proud of it actually. It's an eclectic mix of interviews and music and talk from the Screenplay Festival at Shetland. It was great to be invited by our friends Mark Kermode and Linda Ruth Williams. We've talked about going up before, and it just fell right this time, actually. Well, it was interesting because it fell just after the day of your wedding, so I was kind of shooting straight off afterwards up to Shetland. And yeah, it was interesting because I didn't really know what to expect, what kind of interviews I'd be able to get. And in the end, I got an awful lot, and I did some sort of live taping. There's a nice selection of stuff on there to listen to. So that, I'm not going to say too much more about it. It's coming out on Friday. So look forward to hearing people's thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think long-time listeners will be reminded of the Port Elliot episode. It seems to be very similar in terms of a very wide-ranging and not just film kind of collection of interviews, which is really exciting to be able to share with everyone.
Brilliant. So then in October, we are looking at a screening of A New Leaf, which is Elaine May's film, Neil.
Yeah, so we talked about this on the previous episode, the Ask Us Anything episode, and someone mentioned Elaine May, and she's been on the kind of the suggested list that we've drawn up for a while. Feels like a good time, and looking at the kind of types of films that will be in the ICA Crossing season, and then the film that you're planning to screen in November, which we'll talk about in a sec, it felt like a suitable, you know, something a bit different. It's a film I really love, and yeah, looking forward to kind of talking about Elaine May and Walter Matthau, particularly in October.
Fantastic. And then, yes, as you just mentioned there, in November we are gonna do a Michelangelo Antonioni episode screening La Notte, and that's at our friends the Electric Palace, and it gives us a chance to talk about Antonioni, who is a polarizing figure, I think, in film history. I love him. I know that you love him too. And that film as well features Jeanne Moreau. Give us a chance to talk about her career as well, with her sadly passing away recently. So it's another one we're looking forward to. And then in November as well, you've got a very special episode with interviews with film critics.
Yeah, so no idea how this is going to go, because we've spent the summer collecting a really wide range of interviews with working film critics. Charlotte Crofts, our roving reporter, who we've had on the podcast before talking about Cary Grant, picked up some at the Cinema Rediscovered Festival. Then I was in New York and picked up some with Tom Schoen, who again has been on the podcast before, and then Violet Luca and Ashley Clark from Phil Comment, Simran Hans from The Observer, and Sam Fragoso from the Talk Easy podcast. And I think you got an interview with Mark and Linda about this subject in Shetland as well. So that's going to be a huge episode, which is a response to a few requests to kind of to talk about film criticism in depth. So that is going to be an episode that is dedicated to the state of film criticism currently, and told from the point of view of people who are actually working in that arena, with us kind of chiming in with our two bits. But I think that's going to be a really exciting episode with lots of interesting viewpoints, you know, and lots of conflicting and contrasting ideas about what film criticism is. So I'm quite kind of excited for that one, that'll be out in November as well.
So then December will come, that'll be the end of our season, but we will do our December special where me and Neil don't do lists, but we really do for our films of the year. There may be a couple of other things going in, but as we've said, there will be bonus material in between. And really, I'm looking forward to how that will come out, because there's going to be a diverse range of possibilities about what the bonus material look like. I mean, it gives us the opportunity to even talk about, you know, non-cinema things as well, or branch out into other areas of art and culture, and maybe even politics and society, even though there's enough politics in the world. But just that flexibility to be able to talk about other things. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. lots to do, lots to talk about, lots to see, and it should be a great semester.
Yep, thanks everyone for coming on the journey so far, and hope you like what we've got in store for the next season. It's humble and fine, they are beautiful. On the hilltops at night, they are beautiful. And blazing with light is the whitest and the tallest and the biggest one.